This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have tried understanding the process Habakkuk experienced during his time of service as a prophet to Judah. He saw a revival break out under the leadership of King Josiah. Then he witnessed the untimely death of King Josiah. This was followed by the rapid moral and spiritual decline that led to God's decision to judge the nation. In his confusion, he waited on God, asking God for an answer to his complaints and questions. This is exactly what James suggested in James 1:3-5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Through this process, he matured to the place where he could confidently say he would rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in God his Savior. He knew he would find his strength in the Lord. This would enable him to have the speed of a deer and be brought safely over the mountain of his circumstances. There are many examples sprinkled throughout the Bible of men and women of faith who overcame unbelievable hurdles. Hebrews 11 chronicles the experiences of many heroes of faith through the centuries. Paul experienced such events throughout his ministry. One experience that came to mind was the whipping and imprisonment he and Silas endured in Philippi. After the beating and being locked in stocks, they decided about midnight to pray and sing hymns to God. God responded by releasing them, but not before they were used to help their jailer find Christ as his Savior, along with his whole family. What a joyful outcome!